Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, I know this slide and throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Wake that thing up, KC. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. Hold it down solo or Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We are getting closer and closer to Thanksgiving, and I'm excited because, one, I'm going to have a lot of stuff on my plate. Two is a lot of us going to get some PTO in. Look, it is Taco slash Turkey Tuesday. Stacy Shaw, she knows the law. She'll have your free legal advice in the 7 o'clock hour. And then also, I got some hookup on tickets for Desi Banks. That'll be going down, let's see, maybe the 8 o'clock hour on that. But in the 7 and the 8, we also have your TMG going down. And Candy breaks her silence after filing for divorce against Todd. And then Mike Epps is apologizing after a comment he made. But the thing is this, some people are saying that he shouldn't have had to apologize for it. We'll dive into what that was up next. But of course, you know, like I know, it is Turkey Tuesday. But most importantly, cousin, it's Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Be generous and giving respect where it's due. Be insistent and worthy of receiving respect in return. When you live with integrity and respect for others, that obligates you to expect it to be reciprocated. If it's not, then the most helpful action for everyone involved is for you to walk away. It does not benefit another person if you allow that person to act with disrespect towards you, and it certainly doesn't benefit you. Respect can only exist when it flows in both directions. Otherwise, you're left with intimidation and submission, and that's not a good situation. By making sure that your position is respected, you're empowered to offer your own respect, and by giving your genuine respect, you enable the other person to respect you. Because of its reciprocal nature, respect can be challenging and often uncomfortable to achieve. Yet, it's very much worth the work because it will serve as the basis for every other kind of achievement. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. It's a high of 55, and currently it is 52, cloudy skies in Grandview.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Nishi Nash. Well, JT from the City Girls, that is my girl, but I'm getting some secondhand embarrassment after she wasn't feeling the crowd at Jeezy's and Friends in Florida, and she swore that she would never perform for that crowd again in front of the crowd.
When they be putting me on these shows now, with like the legends, I don't know if I'm a YN or an OG, because y'all be looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm 33, I'm your age. I need y'all to have fun. Like, don't be staring at me. Don't be looking at me crazy. Because I don't know what age group I belong with no more. I don't know if I'm a YN or an OG. Come on, y'all. I will not be doing no more shows. I'm done. But I had so much fun, and I cannot wait to see the legends hit the stage. Good night.
I just got so embarrassed on her behalf, because why would you say that? Like, this is still your profession, and I understand, like, that is not professional at all. Because you mad that they not rocking with your music, you just got to switch up the performance. That's just how I think about it. So hopefully she can return from that. I'm sure she'll be all right, but that ain't the way. Now, Jules Santana, he also, I don't know what he's on. I don't know what's in the water these days. Well, he says reading is not important, especially because of audiobooks.
We got to start teaching our kids, though, just financial wealth and literacy and all that. By the time they get to ninth grade, they should be just learning how to start businesses
and how to.
But they don't really need to know how to read.
Wait, stop.
I ain't going to say that. I'm not saying that in a way to be literate, because you're not supposed to be illiterate, but you can listen to a book on YouTube. You can still obtain the information. And you don't have to know how to read. I believe common sense is better than everything.
I thought we got away from this. Did our ancestors teach us nothing? Because at this point, that's just ridiculous.
This is a mess.
Ain't it, though?
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Yeah, we got to figure that out. That's the Morning Gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We'll be back at 6:38. Got to talk to you about what's happening on this Turkey Tuesday. Shout out to the No Joy Foundation. I saw he was in that big truck today. It's distribution day. It's right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Hot 103 Jams.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Elena Page, and I'm up this morning hustling and shining.
Hot 103 Jams celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in free fall cash. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle. Hold it down solo on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. And don't forget the Hot 103 Jams celebrate Small Business Saturday, supporting our local small businesses this holiday season. Make an impact and shop small. And when we talk about supporting local and supporting our organizations, major shout out to the No Joy Foundation. We had them on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, I believe last week. And today is distribution day, if I can get it right. Look, cousins, if you are looking for a turkey, I'm going to tell you where you can find it today. The Linwood YMCA, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Then also Clip Into Please Barbershop. That'll be going down 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. as well. And I believe there is another location for that overflow distribution, Cleaver YMCA, 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Major shout out to all those who donated. I know there was a challenge, and, you know, I think the KC Mo side might have won. I don't discriminate. I love my cousins on each side. But shout out to everybody that has donated and all the people that will come out today. Major shout out to Joey. Believe this is 18 years in the making. Continuing on that legacy. So that is major. It's about that time we send some love around the town. Go ahead and pull out that phone. You know you've been waiting on the shout out. 816-900-4103. You know what you do with that number? You text it and you send us the name. It could be a friend, family member, colleague, anybody. Send us over a name and we'll make sure we give them a nice shout out at 6:51 right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Hot 103 Jams. And a friendly reminder that the Carter Broadcast Group will be closed on Wednesday, tomorrow, November 26th, for the Thanksgiving holiday, and will reopen on Monday, December 1st. Make sure you and the family have a safe and a happy Thanksgiving. From Hot 103 Jams, if you have anything you need to pick up, any winnings, I would suggest you call today, or you're going to have to wait to after December 1st. And also, big shout out to all the cousins that are always tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We appreciate you so much, because we know that you could have been anywhere in the world, but you decided to be with us, and we appreciate you and your time. Shout out to the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line, too. Hey, Rich Harris, what's going on? Hope you having a great day. Shout out to bus driver Carla Bus 544. Takes the kids over Van Horn School every morning. Oh, that's big. Shout out to Carla. All love. Good morning, and a shout out to Kiana, and congratulations on getting your own apartment, girl. Oh, that's big. And shout out to Anastasia, AD, Wayne, Acklin, Terry, and Kim. We appreciate you all so much. Now, we got to have a quick, serious conversation, cousins. And an 18-year-old Park Hill School District student was charged after he reportedly was found with a gun at school. Now, the senior was charged with unlawful use of a weapon, carrying a loaded weapon into, of course, the school. During an interview with detectives, the student reportedly told them that he was afraid of other students at school, as well as school shooters. He said he only wanted to defend himself. He admitted to carrying the gun in the backpack while inside the school, and that he knew firearms were not allowed, according to the court documents. And we've had so many conversations of schools, our youth, bullying or firearms. And I can't tell none of my cousins how to parent. It's a lot of amazing parents out here. But what I will say to you, Make sure that you're trying to prioritize time to talk to your students, because whether they're on the receiving or giving in of bullying or making decisions of even getting access to a firearm and take it to school, that ain't the way. Somebody could have really got hurt out of that situation. So shout out to the parents that are very involved and know what's going on with their children or trying to find a way to connect with their children. Continue to do that. And major love to everybody at the Park Hill School District. Want to send you some extra love on this Turkey Tuesday. We got more music coming on your way. Next hour, we got Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. That free legal advice on deck. And I might open that Hustle and Shine phone line. Yeah, I got you right there. You thought I was going to say text line. Nah, I might open up that phone line. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, right here on Kansas City's Double One for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jam.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you that chance to win $1,000 and that free fall cash. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, holding it down solo on your Taco Tuesday / Turkey Tuesday. It's almost Thanksgiving. It's almost time for us to get our eat on. I'm already trying to go to the gym and get ready for it. Anybody getting ready for the fact that they finna overeat? Am I the only one? Okay, cousin. I might be the only one. But we appreciate you tapping in to Hustle and Shine in the morning. I gotta ask you, cousin. Hit us up right now, 816-540-1033. Since we are all getting ready for Thanksgiving, what's the one dish or one family member you hope does not show up at the Thanksgiving table this year? Give me a call, 816-540-1033. We got to talk about it. I'm super picky, me and B. Shine both, when it comes to the food. I don't want my food to touch like that. Yeah, I'm one of those type of family members. I'm going to go and get two plates for sure. But I don't think it's actually one dish that I don't want to see at the table. I don't know. And if I say something, I might have my cousins jump me. If they be like, you don't eat so, you don't eat this. Mm-mm. I'm not finna be the enemy today. Give me a call right now. What's the one dish or family member you hope does not show up at the Thanksgiving table this year? Give me a call right now, cousins. I want to talk to you. 816-540-1033. Be a guest on Hustle and Shine in the morning. We'll be back 7:23 with your TMG. Call me right now, 816-540-1033. It's Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 55, currently 51, cloudy skies at the Grandview Triangle.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked, Niecy Nash. Well, Candy Burris addresses a few questions on Amazon Live following her divorce announcement of filing after 11 years of marriage to Todd Tucker.
I've been going through it. Life has been lifing me. I filed for divorce on Friday. And yeah, right now it's a pretty crazy time. When I was on Housewives, I really couldn't keep moments to myself when I got upset, so y'all would catch me crying. But in real life, you know, I don't really like for those moments to be shared with the world. I am up and down. And to be clear, yes, I filed Friday, but has been brewing for a while. So all the times you've been seeing me online like, ha, all of that means nothing. I've been going through it, y'all. We'll talk about more of that later. I don't want to be sad right now.
Yeah, hopefully they figure out whatever, well, we figure out whatever they actually had that took a turn. Because as of now, all we doing is speculating online. It's people coming up with all type of crazy accusations. And now you corner Candy and Todd into having to tell us what really happened when it really ain't none of our business. But cheers to their divorce. There's that. Mike Epps is offering a little bit of clarity on some comments he made in a recent interview. He shared his intended message about celebrating men after being released from prison.
I've always been a part of reform. I got brothers right now from my hometown that I'm trying to help come home that have been in prison forever. I think you guys might have misunderstood what I was saying. We don't want to send kids mixed messages about coming home from prison, being celebrated, you know, feeling like you got to go to prison and do 30, 40 years to be celebrated. I think you guys misunderstood that.
Honestly, I didn't see nothing wrong with the comments. We live in a day and age where you got to correct yourself on everything. Ain't y'all tired of people apologizing to us just because somebody got offended? But sometimes you do need to apologize. I'm not going to say that ain't the case sometimes. But this case, I don't think it was really that necessary. What's necessary is the fact that up next, we opening up that Hustle and Shine phone line to ask you, Kansas City, what's one dish or family member you not looking forward to showing up at that Thanksgiving table? Up next, 7:38 on Hustle and Shine in the morning, it's Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks, Hot 103 Jam. And the conversation that we've been having today is Thanksgiving, all things Thanksgiving. And I've been opening the phone line to talk to my cousins, because what is one dish you hope does not show up at the Thanksgiving table this year?
Cousin, it's them chitlins.
Ooh.
Hot dog. And I know they're going to be there because my mama already been working on them for the past couple of weeks, but we can do without them.
Ooh, you got to air that whole house out.
I know, and it be in your clothes and your hair, everything. Yeah.
Well, I know who table I ain't going to this year, cousin. We
Call her out. Cricket Prim. Be done with them chitlins.
Hang it up. That's from Hot 103 Jams and Hustle and Shine. We telling you, this the last year, cousin.
Last year.
We appreciate you so much for sharing. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thanks, cousin. Take care.
You too.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisement.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is attorney Stacey Shaw. And today is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And I want to just take a few moments and thank people that make this show possible. First, thanks Brian B. Shinen and Deanna Hustle for taking a chance on me with this segment. The awesome folks at KPRS, especially Vic Dyson, James Tyndall, and the Carter family. I am so grateful for my team at Stacey Shaw Law and Shaw Injury Law, especially my sister-in-law partner, attorney Juliana Shaw, and my case management team led by Deborah Shaw and Stephen Garrett. All of my clients that support our community work, we represent generations of families in Kansas City. And without you all referring and supporting us, I could not do any of this. I need to thank my amazing family, my mom, Inger Shaw, and my dad, David Shaw, who have both gone on to glory. My sisters, Jennifer Lanton, Veronicia Stanley, Deborah Wright, Juliana Shaw, and my brother, David Shaw, and my 7 nieces and 3 nephews. Of course, my support system, my amazing Mount Pleasant Baptist Church family, and my pastor, Bishop Charles Bond, my community brother, Joey Thomas, and LaDonna Adams, and all of the listeners. Of course, I have to thank you. I can't go anywhere in Kansas City without meeting you, and I am so blessed that you keep this movement of information and positivity going every single Tuesday. I'm going to remind you all, I've talked about it. Today is Turkey Tuesday. My show, Faith, Justice, Victory, is going to be broadcasting live from the YMCA Linwood location. If you are in need of a turkey, please come down. We're going to be giving free license reinstatement evaluations from 9 to 12. And as always, today is Tuesday. Make sure to love on your family and pour some positivity into some young folks. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
Hot 103 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in that free fall cash. It's your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, holding it down solo on your Taco Tuesday / Turkey Tuesday. And Hot 103 Jams, along with St. James Church, Kansas City, presents the 32nd annual Toy and Food Drive. It's going down Friday, December 5th, 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. and on Saturday, December 6th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at the Walmart Supercenter in Raytown off 350 Highway. Make sure you stop by and donate new toys and non-perishable food to support Harvesters Community Food Network and Toys for Tots. You can get more details for donating online at kprs.com. We appreciate all the cousins that stop by each and every year. Yeah, we gonna have a space table. Yeah, we gonna have some fun. I think B. Shiny gonna bring the dominoes. So we definitely gonna have like a mini family reunion, but donation style. The 32nd annual Toy and Food Drive. Make sure you just slide and pop up on us December 5th and December 6th. Off 350 Highway in Raytown at the Walmart Supercenter. And we getting ready for Thanksgiving right now, and I opened up the phone lines to talk to my cousins. What's one dish you hope does not show up at the Thanksgiving table?
Amanda, well, I don't really have a favorite for a dish I hope don't show up. Uh-huh. I do a lot with the homeless, but I don't have family, so I'm cooking myself, and I invited a bunch of homeless people I cook for on Tuesday.
That's what's up. That's major.
So I hope everybody shows up, and they all look forward to my Captain Morgan ham and my greens.
Good country eating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going to be good. Well, shout out to you, Amanda, for doing that. That's major.
Thank you.
We appreciate you calling in. Big love to you and yours, okay?
You too.
Now, if you are a Law & Order SUV fan, up next, Ice-T reveals why his screen time has been much lighter this season. Got that for you in the morning. Got some up next right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Kansas City's number one for that hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. Hot 103 Jams.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time. It's a high of 55, currently 52, cloudy skies at UMKC.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm so glad you asked. Morgan Freeman, he is fed up. He recently shared he's fed up specifically with AI recreating his iconic voice without his permission. The Oscar winner said his lawyers have been very, very busy and getting unauthorized users removed from the internet. He went on to say, quote, "I'm a little PO'd." Freeman said, "I'm like any other actor. Don't mimic me with falseness. I don't appreciate it." So if you out there doing whatever with this AI just for the hell of it, you might not want to do that. Other news, Ice-T reveals why his screen time has been much lighter on Law & Order SVU.
It's just basically business. They brought Kelly back. At the end of the day, they couldn't really keep both of us on full time, you know, as far as budget-wise. So they said, okay, what, Ice will have you come in and out this year. But I'm not leaving the show. I'm more concerned with going to season 28.
Shout out to him for being on that long. I've never been a real big Law & Order SUV person unless it's just on late at night. I know the theme song by heart. But honestly, the first time I remember Ice-T in TV was New York Undercover. Does anybody else remember that? If not, I'm going to walk you down memory lane real quick with this New York Undercover song. Come on now, cousin. Turn it up. You remember they ended each show at Natalie's. Come on. We just gotta, like, take it to the bridge. That's the Morning Gossip. We celebrate Sagittarius up next right here on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's Sagittarius season. Happy birthday to those generous, blunt, and creative Sagittarius. We the best.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to Donovan McNabb. Happy birthday to rock singer Jamie Grace. Happy birthday to R&B and dance singer Jocelyn Brown. A major happy birthday to actor known for Good Times, Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, and so much more. Happy birthday to Ernest Harden Jr. And a major happy birthday to rapper 42 Doug. Sliding to the town, sending a happy birthday to one of my favorite people. Happy birthday to Jennifer Riley. Happy B-Day, Jen. And happy birthday to all the cousins around KCK and KC Mo, celebrating on November 25th. Celebrate your day, Sag. It's all about you.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams, who this?
It's Ray.
What's going on, Ray? How you feeling?
Everything good.
Everything great. Well, we got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to go see comedian Desi Banks live December 6th at the T-Mobile Center Uptown Theater. But you got to finish these lyrics. You confident you going to get them right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm finna run it for you. Better do that thing now.
How you doing, Miss Lady?
How you doing?
Slow it down, little mama. Lock me in.
You ain't gonna keep going?
I
should have
kept going.
It's all good. All right, Ray, you gonna be able to get that hook up, man. I appreciate you calling us and doing your big one.
I appreciate it.
No problem. Who you gonna take with you to go see Desi Banks live December 6th, 7 p.m. at Uptown Theater?
I'll probably take my sister.
And you also getting qualified to win $1,000 in that free fall cash too, Ray.
Appreciate you.
No problem. We appreciate you. Let all the cousins know who you be waking up to.
103 at Jungle, Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
And you would do it too for a check.